As we broadcast live in Prescott, Arizona's Christmas City, broadcast made possible by Bolt Internet Connections. They've got a nice satellite feed for us right out here on the balcony of Jersey Lily. Shoots over to their antenna, connects us up to the internet, which connects us to the bird in the sky and back down and around and over and down to you, the listener. And you can participate by dialing 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you, or text in, like one of our frequent texters from Mesa working on putting a trellis up at their house, Jay, and he wanted to know, should he bolt it to the house or put it off the home and leave it freestanding? One of his questions is, you know, how am I going to get back there to paint it? Well, if it was done right, you never would have painted the block wall to begin with. You would have had it, in Mesa. If it's an older home, it might have been red brick, and hopefully no one ever painted over that. But I would tell him freestanding 6 inches off, because that airspace is where your insulation value comes in. If it's growing right up against the block wall, it's not as good as if there's a little air gap in between.
Yeah, and most of the trellises that we sell and install have a little foot on them that holds them out about 3 to 4 inches away from the wall anyway. So they're not right up smack dab against the wall. Plus, that allows the vine space to be able to kind of wrap itself around as it grows as well. You need a little bit of space, whether it's 6 inches or a couple, 3 feet, with some type of mounting apparatus. But the trellises that we get from Quality Block, from Arizona Quality Trellis, they have a little mounting, I call it a foot, that keeps them out away from the wall, that allows you to put them right, bolt them right into the wall or the block wall or the stucco or whatever you have. They also make a post mount trellis that can be concreted into the ground, and you could mount it or install it even further out or even freestanding if there's not a wall there to begin with.
If this is for shade and it's going on the south or west side, it's obviously going to be a pretty hot location in the summer. Mm-hmm. And not every vine that you can buy in Arizona that will do good will make it against that temperature.
Well, certainly. They you have to pick something depending on, you know, in any part of your landscape. You know, the right plant in the right place is paramount. So, a bougainvillea or a cat claw or a tangerine beauty cross vine, those would be, the three that just come right to mind that would certainly take hot west facing sun without any issues.
And this texter in particularly asked about star jasmine.
West facing, probably not the greatest spot for a star jasmine. They will take a fair amount of sun if they're planted where their roots or their feet, as we say, might be down in a shady or cooler place, and let them grow out into the sun. But they're better suited for a north or an east side exposure.
We appreciate the text and the calls. As we're talking about Christmas season, we've mentioned Christmas tree shopping a little bit. This is also poinsettia season. A lot of the same principles for poinsettia can be taken on a Christmas tree. Don't put it where the heater blows. Make sure you get one that looks good. If you get one that's already a little rough, it's not going to last forever. It's not really a plant that's going to last a long time, but what's the basic general care we need to be considering for poinsettias?
Well, and they can last a long time if they're cared for properly, and cared for before you get them properly.
I'm still not convinced of that, but I'll let you go.
Okay. Well, I have plenty of people that can keep them.
Spoken as a true Romero.
I don't know. Your mama makes Christmas plants last all year.
Again, some of it depends on how they're handled before you get them as well. Poinsettias come, they've got a big paper sleeve around them, and they're in a box when they show up at the nursery or wherever you're buying them. If they let them stay in those dark boxes for days on end before they unpack them, maybe they're put then into a dark building. These are tropical plants. You need to treat them like any tropical house plant should be treated. They need bright light. They don't want extreme heat. They don't want extreme cold. And they need a fair amount of water. They don't like to get too dry. So, again, don't put them by the fireplace. Don't put them by a door that's constantly opening and closing. They tend to break if people are walking by them and brushing up against them. You know, so put them, you know, in a very well-lit, brightly lit room and keep them well-watered. The other little hint, too, is a lot of them will come with a foil covering around the pot. That foil covering does not let water run through it. It's going to hold water. So when you water it, either take it out of that and take it over to the sink and water it, or water it, let the foil covering collect the water. Then after a while, lift the plant out, take that foil over and dump it into the excess water and dump it into the sink. Don't let it sit in all that water and let it get overwatered. But, yeah, make sure the poinsettia is in good shape. I would buy one that's in a greenhouse or a brightly lit facility when I bought it, as opposed to a dark warehouse somewhere. And you know what? Make them take it out of that wrapping that's encasing them completely and see how it holds up before you take it home.
If you have a question, it's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you as we broadcast live Courthouse Square, Prescott, Arizona.